Should I confront my friend about what they're doing wrong? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever watched a Christian friend make a bad decision and wondered if you should say something? Maybe they're headed down a path you know is wrong. Maybe they're hurting themselves or other people. Maybe you're not even sure whether it's your place to get involved. Confronting someone about sin is one of the trickiest parts of following Jesus. Today's Devo helps with that. It's called, Do I Say Something? Part 1 by Naomi Zylstra. The lifelong question, when do I confront someone about a sin I've noticed in their life? As Christians, the gospel of Jesus should always carry our conversations when we confront others about sin, allowing us to extend the same grace and forgiveness we have been given. In light of this, here are some truths to keep in mind when weighing the situation. First, remember, final judgment is God's and God's alone. Because of this, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5 that we have no business judging those outside the church, but we are called to confront our brothers and sisters in Christ when they are in unrepentant sin. Second, ask, what is my relationship to this person? If you feel you need to confront a believer about sin patterns in their life, consider your relationship with them. It's often best to reserve confrontations for Christians you know well. Otherwise, you may be missing important information about what's going on. Third, ask, is anyone in immediate danger? Seeing your friend being disrespectful to their parents has a different urgency than hearing that same friend giving death threats to others. There's a time for a heart-to-heart about sin, and there's a time to call the police or other relevant authorities or agencies. Finally, think about your own motivations. In Matthew 7, Jesus is clear. As Christians, we should not confront people out of pride, assuming their sin is worse than ours. Instead, we remember God has extended His grace to us, forgiving our sins through Jesus. When confronting others about their sins, we keep this grace in mind, extending unmerited favor to others as God has to us. All right, let's talk more about this. Have you ever confronted someone about a sinful behavior? How did it go? Have you noticed a habitual sin in a friend's life? Do you think you're the right person to speak to them about it? If you're struggling with whether or not to confront someone, who is a trusted Christian adult you could bring your questions and concerns to, such as a pastor, a parent, a youth leader, or a counselor? Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 18:15, Jesus said, "If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back." Don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5, and 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 13 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. It's July, and you've still got time to jump into the Summer Reading Challenge. This month's prize pack includes a Neato Nice Ice Baby, a Neato Nice Cube Glow, and an Unlocked Journal and Highlighter set. So head to unlocked.org/summer to join or keep reading. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, continuing this three-part series, How to Talk with Your Christian Friend. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.